I'm sitting down by the sea, thinking about my problems, trying to search in my mind. The thought is too hard to find.
And my mind says I'm happy and I'm riding away. My mind says I'm happy and I'm riding away.
Hi, this is your DJ Rick. Welcome to the fourth Psycho 60 show. The fourth show. Can you believe it? Here we are. Today we're going to be focusing on the unknowns. The songs you're going to hear today will most likely be unknown to you, and the bands you're going to hear are going to be most likely unknown to you. Now, wait a minute. I hear the sound of the media controls clicking off. I guarantee you, as the Cajun guy used to say, I guarantee you're going to like these songs today. And I'm going to be talking about a new book that I finished about, a few days ago. And toward the end of the show, I'm going to be reading a few paragraphs from the opening of this new book I finished a few days ago. So if you hang in, you'll be hearing that. You just heard the band Turnstile, T-I-R-N-S-T-Y-L-E, the song Riding a Wave, Year Unknown. I think it was maybe 67, I believe. Now, the deal about the unknowns is I don't know a whole lot about the unknowns. So I'm going to tell you what I know, but in most cases, I'm just going to play the music. I'm going to say who it is, what year, whatever, because I don't really know a whole lot about these bands. There's a reason they're called the unknowns, but it's all great music. And we're going to end up with a mystery song that I'm going to ask you your help to identify. But I do know something about this next band. The Dakotas from Manchester, England, began as the backing band for Billy J. Kramer. They had a few instrumental hits. This song you're going to hear is the B-side of a single from 1968, very guitar-rich song, The Spider and the Fly from 1968, The Dakotas.
Tell a tale of a poor boy
Warlords from Illinois. I understand there may be 10 copies of this record in existence. It's highly collectible. I want to say 1966, maybe. The Warlords, the song is Real Fine Lady. Okay, here is a true unknown. The band is Weathervane. The song is 4454. It is a well put together song, very well crafted, very well thought out. The instruments are great, the electric organ part is great, and the song is about a man making fun of his girlfriend who cannot dance. Yes, that is right. Weathervane. 4454. Now, you may have heard of this next artist, Tom Rush. He's certainly not an unknown, but he was unknown to me until I heard this song. He had a new CD out in 2009. He's an excellent guitarist. He has a ton of work behind him and still working hard. This song is a Buddy Holly composition, Love's Made a Fool of You, Tom Rush.
You know love will make a fool of you. You're doing the thing that it wants you to. It can make you feel so good when it goes like you think it should. Or it can make you cry at night when your baby don't treat you right. And when you're feeling sad and blue, you know love's made a fool of you. You don't care, you're gonna try again. Times are gone, it's a passing fast. You think true love has come at last. Then one day you're gonna find crazy love has made you blind. And when you're feeling sad and blue, you know love's made a fool of you. Or it can make you cry at night when your baby don't treat you right. And when you're feeling sad and blue, you know love's made a fool of you. You know love's made a fool of you. You know love's made a fool of you.
Now back to our regular program of funky, raunchy garage sound. The band is Boots, Year Unknown and History Unknown. The song is Gotta Get Some.
Time to pass the eye at some girl and get mad at the world. And when I'm out for the day, I meet some nice thing on the way. I say, if you're free, come along with me.
When I get to go set, here ain't none over me.
I gotta get some.
Get some.
I know of what that man speaketh. He is talking about my high school days, talking directly to me. That song is actually directly to me. No, it's really not. I really don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea. No. Now let's all get our minds where they need to be. We have a beautiful song coming up next. I don't know anything about the band or anything about the song or anything about the year, but it is a nice song. Network is the band. The song is The Boys and the Girls. Interesting song coming up next. Interesting piece of music coming up next. In the mid-60s in Chicago, there was a radio announcer named Ken Nordine, N-O-R-D-I-N-E, who decided he wanted to do a song. This is a song he did. It's a spoken word song. It does have music. It's called Crimson and Olive. Now count, if you will, how many times the word olive is used in this song. Just keep count for yourself. How many times is the word olive used in this song? Ken Nordine, Crimson and Olive.
There's something in crimson. Something that should be stopped. Stop now, not later, but now. Here's why. Crimson is sick, sick and it's red. No telling what crimson might do if the notion should start in its head. Might blow us all up, who knows? Know what the trouble in crimson is? Doesn't know when to stop. Always wants more and more and more. I'll bet you that every war that's ever been fought was fought most of all because Crimson was taught to want more and more and more. Like I said, Crimson, you're sick. Sick in the red. No telling what Crimson might do if the notion should start in its head. Watch out! Watch out! For Crimson!
Did you catch all those olives? The song is called Crimson and Olive. No joke. What? Okay. Okay. I'm going to throw something at you now. It's a little different. This song coming up next is an instrumental. Now, I know a lot of people hate instrumentals, but this instrumental is, I love it. I think it's fantastic. If I'm pronouncing this right, the band is called Arzachel, A-R-Z-A-C-H-E-L. This song is from 1969. It's called Queen Street Gang. Now, I really like the sound of the electric organ, and that basically is what this instrumental is all about. And you'll hear the electric organ sound change during the course of the song. I think it's just fantastic. It's a haunting sound, beautifully haunting sound to me. Arzachel from 1969, Queen Street Gang.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you about the new book I just finished just a few days ago. The title of it is The Hunter from the Woods. And I'm going to read you just at the beginning a couple of graphs, if that's okay. And even if it's not, it's my show, so I'm going to do it anyway. Ha. This is from The Hunter from the Woods. When the pain has passed, there remains the power. It too is born of pain, yet from it comes a rush of life unknown to ordinary men. After the bones have bent and reshaped themselves, after the gums have burst and the fangs emerged, after the skull and face have become both less and more than human, after the hair has rippled and scurried in its thousands of frantic pathways across the flesh, after the heart has ceased its crashing and the lungs are straining for new breath, after the sense, sounds, colors, and forms unknown to ordinary men have exploded upon the senses and nearly driven the reeling brain mad with their profundity of meaning only the wild can decipher, there remains the power, and that is the Alpha and the Omega of the wolf. The Hunter from the Woods is a continuation of Michael Gallatin's story from The Wolf's Hour. So I just finished that a few days ago. Thank you very much for being here. This is DJ Rick. All right, now the last song we're going to do is a mystery song. I think it's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorite songs. I don't even know where I got the file from. I don't know who the band is. I don't know what the year is. I can only guess at the title. Don't Take Me for a Ride is what I'm calling it. If anybody knows who this is, would you let me know? Because I love this song. So, anyway, I'm just saying, unknown band, unknown year, really unknown title, except Don't Take Me for a Ride, I think. This is DJ Rick. Thank you for being here. Hope you've enjoyed the unknowns. So, hang in there. Peace out.
Say I'm